What is Congress doing to encourage the development of our own natural gas and oil resources and create thousands of jobs and become independent of having to import foreign oil?
Well, we have a series of bills that have lifted the prohibitions with their American Energy Initiatives, really is what we've called them, that we've passed over from the House into the Senate. And what we do with this is we allow for the production, you know, here of natural gas in the United States and off our coastlines. And at the same time, we also allow for the Keystone Pipeline project that you've heard about. That's a half a billion barrels of oil to be imported per day from Canada into the United States through that pipeline project. If we could do all of that, it would bring a great deal of energy online. Also, we've got 175 solar projects in California that are being held up. They can't get a permit. We're pushing legislation over into the Senate to address that as well. So our problem right now is that just about every type of methodology of developing new energy, you know, whether it's offshore or onshore or gas or coal or wind or solar, are all being held up by those in the administration who have opposed this because of the opposition from extreme environmentalists.
Is Thomas Jefferson, I believe it was Thomas Jefferson, said that when the public realizes they can vote themselves the Treasury, the Republic is over. It seems that the Democrats have figured that out and just can't spend the money fast enough. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on stopping the bleeding and getting the spending under control.
I think you're absolutely right. I think we have a spending problem. That is demonstrable in terms of the fact that these new entitlement programs, the health care reform bill that the president pushed through, the impact of that is going to be over $1 trillion. And on top of that, they've ratcheted up all these government agencies and departments. And my hope is that what we can do is ratchet them back down. Let me give you a couple of examples. I've just looked at what's happened with crop subsidies. One of the things I'm trying to do is eliminate these subsidies for agriculture because, frankly, with commodity prices as high as they are and with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, with as many employees virtually as the Air Force, I mean, we're paying some farmers to grow crops, we're paying other farmers not to grow crops. All of those subsidies need to be eliminated, phased out. And, you know, the people in the U.S. Department of Agriculture need to be moved into gainful employment. I mean, we have just built up government agency by agency and department by department doing things that the private sector, in many cases, should be doing. And so it needs to be addressed. And we have an opportunity here because this commission that has to hand down its decision by November 23rd has the responsibility of coming up with at least $2.1 trillion in deficit reduction. I have suggested to the several members of the commission that they try to hit a $4 trillion number because I'm concerned that not just with the debt, but the credit rating problem that we've had can only be addressed by getting the government back towards a balanced budget. And that's what we're pushing for.
I think you just about answered my question on that last answer. On the super committee.
Oh, yes.
Do you think anything will be solved, or do you think it'll just be a bunch of fighting and arguing?
I talked to one of the Senate members and one of the House members of the 12th about how things were going, and also to give them a list because I'd like to see the ethanol subsidy cut back, and I'd like to see the agricultural subsidies eliminated. So I was pushing that. But they both indicated that they were going to try to go big in terms of the amounts of reduction. And I hope they do that, because if we're going to prevent future downgrades to our debt, which is possible, you know, these credit rating agencies could knock us again and downgrade us again, then the only way to do it is, you know, to come up with a large deficit reduction package. Now, we had a BRAC commission some years ago that closed a lot of the bases. You know, we had about 30% more bases than we needed, really, according to the Pentagon in the United States. It was like a base in every congressional district. So they wanted to close 30% of them. If you remember, we set up a structure at the time where there was a straight up or down vote in the Senate and the House. It couldn't be filibustered. You know, it couldn't go through the committee where we were concerned that they'd protect the, that they wouldn't reduce the costs. This is that kind of structure. I'm hopeful it'll work.